This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, beaver researcher plus urine at the grocery store and an electric flying car. It's all coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
Various physical ailments have afflicted many of the men who've held the office of president. FDR was confined to a wheelchair due to polio. JFK suffered injuries in the war, which gave him terrible back pain. William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Warren Harding, as well as FDR, passed away while in office. But perhaps no president had a more difficult handicap to overcome than Franklin Pierce, who was born with a second head growing out from the back of his neck. Supporters joked that two heads were better than one, while Pierce's opponents argued that he couldn't make up his own mind, let alone a second. While no paintings or photographs exist of Pierce's second head, his personal journals confirm the existence of the growth, which Pierce named Gerald and appointed as his chief of staff.
This has been Bob and Tom's Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I look over there and I see sitting in for Christy Lee, playing the finger bongos. Mm-hmm. It's Jess Hooker, and yes, that is her real name.
It is.
Did they call you Hooker because you won't know? No,
my name.
Now, we had an interesting story about KFC leaving KY.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is being uprooted from its ancestral home state after its parent company decided to relocate to Texas.
Yum Foods?
Yum Brands, Josh.
Oh, they changed their name, too.
Said the food chain, now known as KFC, launched by Colonel Harlan Sanders, will be moved from Louisville to Plano, Texas.
Anything else you want to guess and make believe you know what you're talking about?
That's my job.
All right.
Political leaders in Kentucky quickly weighed in on the decision.
Governor, we certainly...
Mr. Speaker, I, for one...
Are they going to change it to...
I'm not going to sleep by the light of a Texas Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Is it going to be TFC?
It no. may be Kentucky in there somewhere.
Governor Andy Beshear saying, I was disappointed by this decision and believe the company's founder would be too.
Spinning in his grave like a top.
Mr. Beshear said he hopes Yum rethinks moving KFC employees out of Kentucky.
What a great name for a company, though. Yum. Yum.
Exclamation point.
Yes.
I wonder if they're going to change the name of the arena.
I don't know. I saw Garth Probably. Brooks there twice at the Yum
That's
Center.
A great arena.
It is great. Mm-hmm.
I saw McCartney there, one of the best shows I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Terrific sound.
I think it's KFC. You've got Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut. All Yum.
But it's interesting that I'm sure a lot of folks...
Tell me what's interesting.
I'll tell people who have a half a brain instead.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
How many people don't even know? Because it's been KFC. It hasn't been Kentucky Fried for a long time.
Right.
My kids don't know it as Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They say KFC?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So,
boy, it's a good product, though, man.
It's
sometimes
real good.
Real terrific. Sometimes,
man.
Nothing else will do.
It hits the spot. Have you had the bowl?
Sure. I've had the bowl, but few and far between with the bowl. Oh. I like the bowl way too much.
You give me some of those biscuits and some of that gravy. That's all I need.
Yeah, man.
I just need the chicken.
Yeah, just the chicken?
Love it.
I want all
you
of it.
You go crispy or original recipe?
Original.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You don't need chicken. You're a vegan.
About the past.
He's had it before.
And by the way, you and I had salmon the other day. I've moved to a Mediterranean diet. So no vegan ball busting anymore.
I didn't notice that.
How?
You did have salmon.
Yeah, with you.
He announces everything he's eating about every 5 minutes. How do you not notice that?
I tuned it out. I didn't realize.
I know. It does happen so often.
Love the KFC.
Yeah.
Very good. I hope they stay in Kentucky.
You mean TFC?
What?
Okay. Do you like the original or the crispy? I get crispy.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll get the mix. I do the mix.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, I like the...
They mix the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I feel bad for the children.
That is...
an insane thing to say. I like the grilled Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm going to read another story.
They have a grill in there?
My Lester Maddox.
The grilled one's tasty.
Is it?
Yeah, there are grills.
They artificially do those grill marks.
Of course
marks.
They
There's
do,
no
and
way.
It's really right. good.
It's actually good.
That was real good.
Now, since they're moving to Texas, will they do some kind of a promotional thing? We've moved to Texas. Now, it's even bigger. Yep. Everything's bigger in Texas, including our wings.
Can I tell you why I get the crispy? It's one of the fattest things ever. And a listener wrote in.
It's like triple fat.
And I tried it. And
it's
I
amazing.
Went, what you do is you take the crispy skin off of like a breast and you use that as a sort of taco shell and you put mashed potatoes, gravy, coleslaw, whatever in it and you fold it and you eat it.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I'm doing
good.
That for lunch.
It's just the amazing. Skin.
The Kentucky taco.
Yes.
And now,
ladies and gentlemen,
the fattest thing I've ever done.
It's a very fat thing to do.
That does sound absolutely delicious.
It's really great. Yeah.
Okay.
A fat man's roll-up, I call it.
There you go.
Okay.
An environmental nonprofit is looking for the public's help in naming giant beavers spotted in Chicago.
How big is it?
It's a real big beaver.
All righty.
WGN reports that the remarkably rotund beaver.
Giant beaver in Chicago? I'm going Oprah.
Was spotted along the Chicago River.
I don't like anything from
And has since gone viral on social media. Urban Rivers is now trying to figure out what they should name it.
Hi, I'm Urban Rivers.
A Reddit thread has garnered suggestions, including the Dam Ryan.
Dumb.
That's good.
No, it's not.
Marge, as in large Marge.
Oh.
Hack.
The worst truck accident I ever seen.
Sufjan Stevens?
Huh?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh, the singer Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
he has an album called Illinois.
He kills me.
Okay. Yeah, White Wild World.
That's some
I
of
love
my
him.
Brooding sense.
But I'm with you. I love it so much.
Sigourney Beaver.
Funny.
That's not, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is she from Chicago?
That's my favorite.
I don't know.
She's an L.A. kid, right?
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
Again, the damn thing.
And
like
Lunt.
What?
Lunt.
Oh, but I'm going
L-U-N-T,
with
L-U-N-T.
What why the L, though?
What do you want?
Oh, you can't say the
train.
The L train, right?
Oh, no, the lunt.
I don't know.
Yeah, but what is it?
I don't understand the joke there.
I don't know what they're getting at.
I think the...
Lunt?
Well, where does the L come from?
I don't know. Sammy Clark, beaver researcher with Urban Rivers, told WGN that while some speculate the animal is pregnant, they're still unsure whether the rodent is male or female.
Oh.
Beaver researcher sounds like a t-shirt you would have saw at Kings Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We're on spring break. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you want a giant beaver? Your mom. Okay, thanks for that.
I like those kids. I hope I'm in line with those kids.
FBI, friendly beaver inspector.
Oh.
Lunt.
Lunt?
Yeah, is that as dumb as I think it is?
I don't know. What is it?
Are they trying to?
It makes no sense. What's the L for?
I don't know.
Why not?
What is the unt for?
Yeah. Well, that I can.
Well. No, but you. What? With a beaver? What do you.
Yeah, that's.
Oh. Both slang? Is that what they're getting at?
I don't know. How about Justin Beaver?
That would have worked.
Yeah.
A Dam Sandler?
I don't know if either of those necessarily have Chicago connections.
Beave Arthur?
Keep swinging.
I'm sure you're going to.
I'm thinking here. Let's see. Anything with a dam in
nothing.
It. Madonna.
She's a big Detroit. Beaver.
Yeah, but it's Big Beaver. I saw that book.
I don't know. I thought it looked fine.
Oh, right.
Looked taut.
Real good.
Yeah. Taut.
Wasn't hanging out.
It's an old book.
Oh.
You know, that's the only objection.
The fact that it started at her belly button.
Hanging out like a
steak. It warmed its way down a little bit rough.
Hitchhiking naked. Nothing wrong with that.
That is a New Hampshire woman.
Where?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Oh. New Hampshire.
Or in America, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Whatever you say.
This lady. Was arrested for allegedly contaminating grocery store items with urine.
And that's hot. Why would you?
And then posting videos of the process online.
Man, pissing on produce.
So was she? Doing it right from the tap in the store?
Right.
Let's see. Police report that the 23-year-old woman, Ms. Kelly Tedford, posted videos online showing her contaminating food with her urine at the Monadnock Food Co-op.
Monadnock.
No.
She took a leak on the leeks?
I guess.
Nice.
She peed on the peas? She tickled on the turnips?
You had three.
She's got a million of them.
Nope. Lucky she didn't poop in the pomegranate.
Oh, man, yeah. It sounds like the easiest.
I don't want to say what she could have done on the shallots.
Thing to do would be.
Or on those weird mushrooms.
out of the town.
What are they called? Shiite mushrooms? What are they called?
Shiitake.
Oh, shiitake. Yeah. Shiite mushrooms would be religious.
Boy, that's a good...
WMUR reports that the co-op was forced to issue a recall of several organic foods and destroy the affected items, resulting in $1,500 in lost merchandise and cleaning costs.
What's the mental process that makes you want to do that? Clearly it's mental illness.
She was charged with felony criminal mischief.
I want the world to taste me.
did she go into a jar and then walk in there and pour it on there, or did she?
I don't know.
It doesn't say. It says authorities said similar videos dating back as far as 2021 show the woman contaminating items and surfaces with her urine in Keene and surrounding communities.
I like to think it's freshly squeezed.
How about this?
Jeez,
Tom, instead of wildly speculate, think for a minute. What would you do? What would your process be if you wanted to pee somewhere in a grocery store?
I would go to a psychiatrist and say, can you fix me?
Well, all right, you're not playing.
You're not going
to play. Guys, it's easier to do it fresh from the spout.
Right, yeah. Right. And I think for girls, it would be the same.
No, it's
she
not.
She can do it.
Depends.
Absolutely.
No, we have to get in position. We have to take our pants all the way down.
I don't think so.
No, let us teach you how women pee. Here's what happens.
Of all the things to mansplain, we've hit a new low.
What would be the easiest thing to pee in?
A cup?
A jar?
Yeah.
How about one of those spray bottles? There.
No, I mean, I guess if you're right up in it.
You can do that in the bathroom, then spray the vegetables.
My mom used to pee in a spray bottle, and then every time I got on the counter, she'd...
She'd spray with her urine. Boy, you know what? That teaches you a lesson.
Yeah, I learned quick.
Yeah. No more pee, Mommy.
She's out on bail. So,
she, all right. Had, is there a picture of her? I know we're always interested in what these freaks look like.
My God, I hope she's not overweight.
Yeah. Is it a drug look?
No.
It's a hippie look. Just, if she's shopping at a co-op.
Are you looking at her picture right now?
Yeah, just a scary look.
Yeah, like somebody that pees on fruit?
You know, I've got serious issues.
Is it bad?
She overweight?
Yeah.
Does she look like she would be a good girlfriend to you with this facial hair? Would you guys match?
No. She looks like she is troubled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of normal looking. Mm-hmm. But her eyes say another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got bat crazy eyes.
You know, like that I wonder if your mattress is flammable look. You know.
Oh, wait. Why don't you go take a nap? Yeah. I'll be right
here. I'm assuming she would go in a bucket and then pour it in a jar. But I assume they've also pulled the videos down.
A bucket? That doesn't make any sense. A bucket?
Yeah, exactly.
That's stupid.
Carrying in a bucket to anywhere is nuts.
What do you got there, lady?
No, sorry. Since you asked, you would go into a bucket, then you'd get a funnel and put it into your Stanley and then walk in the place and dump it, right?
No.
That would make much more sense. You could walk into a grocery store carrying the ubiquitous Stanley and no one would say anything.
That's true.
I'll bet she peed right on it.
I know. I think so, too.
You think she hopped up on the table, dropped her out?
How else do they find out?
That's what the video shows.
The videos are online.
I'm sure the videos have been taken down.
You'd be surprised how high a stream a woman can get going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a thing.
That's definitely how it happened.
But if she did more than one item, it would take some self-control to stop.
Sure. She wants to touch
the radishes.
I don't think we're going to be able to find the videos anymore. I would hope that someone had the decency to take them down.
All I know is I'm going to be washing all my vegetables from here on out.
No kidding.
That pre-washed lettuce, I'm not trusting it. No mo.
I should be better at washing my vegetables.
Yeah.
I really don't do it.
I don't either.
I'm the self-control that I have.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't have self-control, what would you say?
You wash them in ranch.
No, it would be without self-control, I'd say, you have vegetables?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they show up on pizzas.
What are you supposed to do? You didn't order them, but you're going to order them.
It's...
I forgot that is the joke. Damn.
So sorry. I didn't do it, though.
So sorry.
I'm glad you didn't do it.
I love vegetables. I just love donuts more.
I love vegetables. I got to get this ranch in my mouth somehow. I can't just squirt it.
That's your friend right there.
I did that for me.
Miss Jess Hooker is over there at the SILAC Insurance News Desk. What else is going on?
A flying car company has announced that its first successful test flight in an urban environment.
Have you seen? You saw this, right, Chick?
I did. It's fascinating.
California-based Aleph Aeronautics released a video of its Model Zero taking off vertically, flying over a parked car, and landing on what appears to be a residential street. The company assured that the test was completely successful without any safety issues.
It's so quiet and it looks so easily flown that it almost looks fake.
Did you notice the dust it was kicking up?
But not what you'd think would be kicking up. It there's something about it that didn't look real to me, but I guess.
Yeah, it's a. I agree.
Everybody is saying that this is the way that it's going to have to happen, though, the way that. The technology they use to get this thing in the air.
It's not as cool as like the George Jetson.
No, it's real quiet. Yeah.
The company said its flying car is 100% electric, drivable on public roads, and has vertical takeoff and landing capabilities.
And a top speed of 900 miles an hour.
It has since received 3,300 pre-orders through its website.
Yeah, it's like 500,000 a piece or something like that.
Is it really?
I want to say. Oof. At least 300,000, I thought.
Weird.
I saw that.
Are they going to give you an FUI?
I would think.
Nothing can go wrong now.
These got to be self-driving. There's got to be that option. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if you've been outside lately, but we have these things called power lines that are really going to mess this whole flying car thing.
They'll be above
that. Fly around them.
They'll be above.
This is weird. You fly around the power lines.
And what if your battery runs out?
Ooh.
And then you go charge it.
Well,
after you fall out of the sky.
Well, you won't fall right away. You
just, it'll say 50 miles an
amp. Right.
What if that's wrong?
And there's a safety. You'll float softly to Earth.
I envision the guy tapping the dashboard and the needle that says you've got another 50 miles, rapidly dropping to zero, and then the plummeting begins as you start heading. For
well,
dear
if
Earth.
Anybody in this room is going to forget to charge their flying car,
it'd be me. Absolutely. That's why I can't.
He'll have a guy to charge his phone.
He won't have a driver, so he's not going to have a guy flying his car.
And I'm okay on Earth. I'll stay right here. I want to remind everybody,
I'm going to go fly a car so I can pee on yours from the air.
Yeah, take that.
A lot of hostility.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen. Und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.